In the final lap, before votes are counted, Yes campaigner Ian Thorpe is urging Australians to cast a yes vote in the same-sex marriage survey and to have it in the mail by 6pm tomorrow.
I think it's amazing that so many Australians have already cast their vote in this survey, but it is really important that we make sure all Australians have their say on this very important issue. We know that we have a tremendous amount of support for marriage equality amongst the community, but what we really need now is for people to get their survey forms back in so that we can hear their voices and count their votes.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics is recommending tomorrow as the deadline for mailing votes. Forms must be received by the Bureau by November 7th to be counted. It's also prompted a warning from the former Olympic swimmer for young people, in particular, to get their votes in. He says data shows people aged 18 to 35 haven't returned their ballots in the same numbers as older Australians.
The majority and the vast majority of young people really support yes, but we also know that they have not returned the forms as great as that particular group that also have the least amount of support for marriage equality.
The latest polls suggest most Australians support same-sex marriage, with the most recent showing almost 60% of those who had already voted had ticked yes. But the No campaigners dispute that polling. Monica Dumit is a spokesperson for the Coalition for Marriage and says there are millions of Australians yet to vote.
We've seen so many different polls tell us a lot of different things over the last few months and even years. What we do know is that support for a change in the definition of marriage has dropped significantly since this campaign started. What we do know is that there are millions and millions of Australians out there who have voted no. So I'm not sure about the 60-40 numbers that are coming through.
Results will be published on November the 15th, and if yes is successful, pressure is expected to mount on the government to pass legislation before Christmas. But the No campaign says there may not be time for the government to address their concerns.
During this debate, a lot of concerns have been raised about protections for everyday Australians against the consequences of redefining marriage. Nobody has seen a bill yet. None of these concerns have been addressed. And so I'm not sure that the government, if a yes vote was to prevail in that unlikely event, I'm not sure that the government would have sufficient time in the 2 weeks left, the two sitting weeks left in Parliament to address those concerns adequately.
Celebrants who marry same-sex couples are bracing for a boost in business. Scott Duncombe is a celebrant in Sydney and plans hundreds of commitment ceremonies.
If you can imagine, you know, getting, you know, 10,000 destination weddings coming here for Australia, what's that going to do to the economy as well? Because they bring all their friends, their family, and, you know, it's going to be another celebration of 100, 200 people every time. And it could be midweek as well. So, you know, the weekends may be full at the moment, but you know what? The destinations one, destination weddings, they actually do midweek, which is fantastic.
About 75% of Australians have participated in the same-sex marriage postal survey, but 4 million people are yet to return their forms and time is running out. The outcome of the survey will be published on November the 15th.